You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello. Fall is in the air. Every time I look around.
I froze my butt off running this morning.
Yeah, it was 38 degrees.
Cold.
Yes. I would appreciate if it would get warm again in Albuquerque. We always have a warm streak in late October. That's why I haven't shut down the air conditioner just yet. But guys, welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Pablo.
My name.
I got the echo there.
Is Roberto. And this is actually a beautiful day in Albuquerque. You hope you're having a beautiful day. We sure appreciate you spending your day with us.
Está bonito.
For this episode number 674. It is not 7 yet, 674. And questions a little bit more involved. So you're going to be on the spot, Paul. Piece of cake, huh?
Here we go. Today we are talking about mapping applications. What is the best? And we have classes on this, but new mapping applications have come out since. I feel like there is still not one great solution, but there are two very good solutions that will provide everything that you need. And I'm just going to say that today's question is brought to you by ColoradoDroneChargers.com. Why? Because if you're doing these big mapping missions, then you know, like me, that you have got to be charging your batteries. And if you're charging those batteries, you're gonna need to charge them quickly. So get a quad charger. That's not like, hey, we'll charge one at a time. That's we're charging four batteries at a time. So check it out, ColoradoDroneChargers.com. Use discount code DRONEU8. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you save some money.
Why not?
Exactly, why not? Also, we just did a review on the Energen Drone Max battery, and it's the A40. And if you're flying Phantom 4 Pros for mapping, it is a astonishingly good system, a good thing to have if you ever forget to charge your batteries and you're out in the field and it's too late and you have no way to power the big Colorado Drone Chargers quad charger. The Drone Max battery is what you can use to charge batteries off of essentially a bigger battery, and you can charge up to four Phantom 4 Pro extended batteries off of one Drone Max charge. It's really, really useful, and I personally love it. So check it out. Energen, we've got it on our YouTube page, so make sure to check it out. Anyway, why don't you go ahead and play that question?
Hey, Rob and Paul, this is Rob. Like many on here, I'm making the transition out of my current job into the drone life. Fortunately, my job is in sales, dealing with people, so I feel like I've acquired some skill in building relationships. But where I struggle at the moment revolves around the whole finding my niche department. I want to try out different fields like inspection, volumetrics, possibly precision ag. My question is that with so many data platforms out there and with the investment it's going to take to be proficient with them, I'd like to get my choice on which one to go with right from the get-go and be set up for the future. Right now, I've got a P4 Pro and I'm eyeballing Drone Deploy, PIX 4D, and Precision Hawk. The fact that DataMapper now supports the Sequoia and Red Edge, and they've got the Algo market, I see a lot of potential for scalability with Precision Hawk, but it's still not an easy decision for me. I wouldn't mind throwing a second bird into my lineup, maybe an old P2 or P3 with take off the gimbal and put on another spectral sensor and do NDVI with that. So as a platform I choose seems to be the major foundation for where I can eventually go, I'd really appreciate your input. Thanks for all you guys do for us.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you for the question. And if you guys have a question, go to askdroneu.com. A little deeper question. This guy, you can tell, has really thought things through, done a little research on his own.
True. And I will say one thing. There's got to be a clear differentiation between Precision Hawk and, you know, using a Phantom 4 Pro or using those things. Precision Hawk takes an extreme amount of initial investment. You normally have to use their vehicles like the Lancaster, and it's really useful for large area projects. I think that's really, really, really important to notate. If you still want to do mapping and using large areas, not necessarily for agriculture, but for mining, for construction, the big downfall with some of these mapping softwares, mapping programs, specifically PIX4D Capture, is that you can only map a specific size area because it'll only let you fly one battery. Hmm. It doesn't have the software capability to let you continue to fly the same mission.
That's got to be something they're working on because that's pretty important.
According to Pix4D, they are working on it. So that is something that at InnerDrone, they said that they would have. So, and it said it's coming soon. I don't know what that is. Don't ask me because I don't know. So next thing, let's say he's not going with Precision Hawk because he doesn't have $50,000 to spend. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But here's the thing. Is there another solution for you? Yes. Let's go through those solutions. So you talked about Pix4D Capture, which Pix4D Capture is honestly, in my opinion, one of the best applications for mapping because it's got the free flight platform. It does orbits really, really well, which is oblique imagery. So if you're doing tower inspections, if you're doing tall buildings that are skinny, or you're just doing high rises, those, that is a really, really great program for doing that. Number two, if you are doing cross-hatching missions, which in mapping, there is just the traditional mapping where you're going back and forth just one way to get imagery, and the best way to really do it is do a cross-hatching mission, and the even better way to do it on top of that is a cross-hatching mission, say it's 70 or 60 degrees with a gimbal tilt. Now, the way the gimbal tilt is calculated differs from platform to platform, but if he's using a Phantom 4 Pro, it's a 70-degree gimbal tilt. But if we're also talking, so cross-hatching missions, 70 degrees, Pix4D Capture is the best. Now, if you didn't buy a Phantom 4 Pro and you want to give the unique Typhoon H520 a chance, it has the same cross-hatching mission capability and has the ability to actually set the gimbal tilt itself. But the benefit of that drone versus using Pix4D Capture is twofold. Number one is the fact that you can do much larger areas in Pix4D Capture because you can continue doing missions. It's actually a really cool, simple feature that Unique's Data Pilot system has. Mm. Also, you can set the gimbal angles. So you can do variable gimbal angles, which is really cool. But even better is that Unique has actually taken the time to create a very specific JPEG recipe. So the JPEGs have less tonal contrast and more sharpening in post. They remove barrel distortion and they remove vignetting from the imaging sensor, which is the same imaging sensor as the Phantom 4 Pro. So if you're doing mapping, you need to do large areas, cross-hatching missions, say mining operations, agriculture, and whatnot, the Unique Typhoon H is a great option. Now, if he's doing NDVI, which is vegetation index mapping, drone deploy is a really great option for that. It's not true NDVI. It's kind of like, how do I say this? It's not a true NDVI in that we actually take the filter out of the camera and we're getting a true NDVI image, but it is using a formula to get NDVI, and actually it's pretty good. So you can download Drone Deploy on the Unique tablet because Unique uses an all-in-one system instead of you having to use a phone or an iPad like with the DJI Phantom 4. So you can download Drone Deploy. Now, Drone Deploy is actually really good because you can do volumetric measurements in Drone Deploy. You can do simulated NDVI in Drone Deploy. And Drone Deploy is really good for client deliverables. Pix4D does not have a very good solution for client deliverables. You either have to output an OBJ file to upload to Sketchfab, or you have to download an LAS file, a point cloud, to showcase to your clients. And there are not many good solutions for viewing point clouds on Mac computers. So depending on what your client uses, if they're using Windows computer, because they're a traditional kind of enterprise and they've been around for a while, AutoCAD Recap is really, really good for viewing point cloud files. I can't stress that enough. I think it's actually the best. If for as far as delivery, Pix4D Capture is great for capturing data, but you're limited to one battery and the delivery output is not very good, but it is by far the best photogrammetry software on the planet. For capturing data that's larger than one battery, you want to, I think that Unique Data Pilot is actually the best mapping software for that. If you can't use Pix4D Capture because you don't want to buy into the $250 that it is to not only use Pix4D processing but also the capture function, then you can use Maps Made Easy, which also does cross-hatching missions, and it also has variable gimbal tilt. So that's really good as well if you're using a Phantom 4 Pro. So we've talked about Drone Deploy, Maps Made Easy, Pix4D, Precision Hawk. Precision Hawk is really for multispectral sensors, hyperspectral sensors, and for getting high-level data on agriculture fields. This is probably going to be better for anyone that's bigger than a small-time farm. So I'm not sure. I forget how they classify small-time farms. I think it's like 1,000 hectares or less. So for those guys, it's probably not the best solution, but why Precision Hawk is by far the best solution if you have major-level clients or high-level clients or big farmers or people like the USDA, you're doing grant fulfillment for them, Precision Hawk is by far the best, and here's why. Number one, you can fly very large areas. Number two, you can fly in very in decent wind. You can fly more days out of the year. But also, you can fly in multispectral and hyperspectral sensors. On top of that, they have a client portal that you can actually view all the data, whether it's hyperspectral, multispectral, NDVI, or just a simple volumetric measuring of maps. So you're looking at, say, an orthomosaic. Which orthomosaics wouldn't do volumetric measuring. You'd actually have to use a point cloud, but you could do linear measurements on an orthomosaic. So Precision Hawk has a great online system that helps your clients not only visualize the data, but interpret the data. So it's an end-to-end solution. When you're using Pix4D Capture, when you're using Data Pilot, when you're using Maps Made Easy, you still have to figure out the delivery solution. And there are different... there are different platforms online. I was just reviewing one for cell phone tower mapping that has an online solution that actually does the back-end interpretation as well. And it's very useful. I'll be having a video on that soon. But I would say if you are looking into mapping, check out the unique Typhoon H520 because it really has a benefit over the Phantom 4 Pro for mapping. It's the JPEG recipe, number one. Number two, it's the ability to fly longer missions because you can use the Data Pilot instead of Pix4D Capture. And number three, you can fly more days out of the year. So you can fly in windier conditions because it is a hexacopter and it does have a really solid position hold. So
they've really come a long way with that.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
As far as inspection and mapping goes, until a much larger sensor camera comes out for DJI stuff, the unique Typhoon H520 is by far the leader for industrial mapping right now, as far as photogrammetry goes. So that doesn't mean multispectral. That does not mean other stuff. Now, they do have a new camera coming out, the Seago, and I know it's infrared, but I can't speak on it. I don't have it. It's not out yet. I don't know what it can do. So don't take that. Don't take that for
anything at this point.
Yeah.
Other than it will exist.
Yeah. So I would say if you're doing oblique and orbit imagery too with the DJI Go system, we recently tested site scan because we were really interested in the perimeter scan function. But the same day that we were testing perimeter scan, thanks to one of our students, DJI released Ground Station Pro's orbit mode and more specifically the vertical mode, which is exactly what perimeter scan is. In fact, it works better because it allows you to have a closer offset than perimeter scan. So again, if you're using DJI Phantom 4 Pro and you have an iPad, download Ground Station Pro, and it's $9.99 for that feature, and it's awesome.
Wow, that's 10 bucks well spent.
Instead of 10,000.
Details.
So anyway.
Wow, that's a great summary. Great rundown.
Yeah, and you know, guys, I'm really adamant about this whole pricing thing, and we're going to be doing some new sales videos coming out here soon about why is education so expensive, because, you know, if you go to these other schools and whatnot, you end up spending thousands of dollars per class, and you take multiple classes, and you're in it for $5,000, and I ask you, why do you spend so much money on those? Is the education institution really out for your well-being? Because if they were out for your well-being, don't you think they'd be trying to give you as much material and as much to stand you up, to put you out in the field working and taking in jobs and giving you as much as possible to help build you up? That's why DroneU is $47 a month for all these classes, which includes these mapping classes, because we really want to give you everything that we can because we deeply believe in spreading education for responsible pilots who want to go out there and live the drone life. We want to give you everything that you can possibly ingest as fast as possible with a community to inspire and motivate you. I think that's really important because without that community, it's hard to stay on topic. It's hard to focus. You know, as John Lee Dumas says from the EO Fire podcast, who has a beautiful house in Puerto Rico, by the way, you know, follow one course until success. Focus right there. That is it. Indeed. And I really believe that DroneU at a low monthly price point, we understand that time is money and we want to give you as much as we can for that time. So I'm really adamant about this because I'm here at DroneU because I used to train at other schools and half the guys didn't even own drones. They didn't even know what it was like to live the drone life. And back then, no one had a drone business. And there are other schools out there right now that have a lot of trainers all over the country. But how many of them actually have drone businesses, actually have learned from experience, and can actually give you the information gained from experiences and challenges in the field?
I will just say that's a great question.
I agree. But anyway, I hope this question was helpful. If you have one, go to askdroneu.com and upload that question. And I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this and hear your experiences. There are a lot more mapping softwares coming out, and we're just going to have to test them to keep up on this as the information will change rapidly. So anyway, guys, thank you very much. I love these questions. Love the deep intellectual questions like mapping and whatnot. So anyway, thank you very much. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.